Today we're going to learn Chagiga Dav Yud Zayin Amr Aleph. We are holding at the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin Amr Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Beshami Amr Mevi'in Shlamim Ve'in Samchim Aleim. You're allowed to bring Karbonos Shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov because Shechting a Karbon Shlamim is Ochel Nefesh. It involves Ochel Nefesh because, after all, you're allowed to eat the meat of a Karbon Shlamim. So the Torah tells us that even though you're not allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov, but Achasher Yechel Ochel Nefesh Luvado Yeyasel Lachem, that whatever is necessary for food, you're allowed to do malacha in the process of food preparation on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to shecht a carbon shlam on Yom Tov, since that provides you with food. But vein som knalem, you're not allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov before your makriv, because there is a shvus of an isur drabanan of being mishtamish bebalei chayim, so you should do the smicha on erev Yom Tov. Avalo olos, you're not allowed to be makriv a carbon ola that's not an absolute chiv to bring on Yom Tov. If you just want to bring an olas nedava, you cannot do that on Yom Tov, because the carbon ola gets burnt entirely on the mizbeach. A person doesn't eat a carbon ola, and therefore it is not a ochel nefesh situation. Ubeisilam revin shlamim vi olos v'somchen aleim. Beisilam says you're allowed to bring carbonos shlamim and carbonos ola, because he holds that since the pasuk says atzeres laHashem, that even tzorech gavoa is mutar, and this is considered tzorech gavoa, obviously. So you're allowed to bring it, and you could do smicha, because since you're allowed to bring it, you're allowed to bring the carbon, so you're allowed to do all elements of the carbon, including the smicha. They also argue atzeres shechalios berav Shabbos beisham yomim yom tavoach achar Shabbos beisulam rein yom tavoach achar Shabbos, that the yom shchita of the carbon, if Atzeres falls out on Erev Shabbos, the day of the shechting of the carbon olas re'iyah on the Shalmi Chagiga is not on Yom Tov, rather it is after Shabbos, because they're not brought on Yom Tov, and obviously they're not going to be brought on Shabbos either, but the way the carbonos of Shavuos works, Atzeres of Yer Shavuos, the way carbonos of Shavuos works is that you have Tashlum and Kol Shiva, that for the entire week you're able to make up for missed carbonos, so you do it within the week, you do it after Shabbos. But Basil says, no, there is no Yom Tovach after Shabbos. You're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov itself. And Baru Modim, Beis Hillel's Modim to the Beis Shammai, Shem Chalul Yos B'Shabbos, that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos itself, She Yom Tovach Achar Shabbos, that then you would shecht the carbon after Shabbos. And then the Mishnah tells us, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh B'Kelav, Umetarin B'Hesper V'Tainis. On that day that we call the Yom Tovach, the Kohen does not wear his big day Yom Tov when he's in his house or when he's in the market, but when he's doing the karbanos, he wears his big day kahuna, and mutarin, everyone on that day is mutar to do hesped v'tainis. They're allowed to give eulogies, they're allowed to fast, even though on the rest of the yamei tavoach, the kohen gadol would be mislabish b'kelav, and there would be no eginiser hesped v'tainis. On yom tavoach of Shavuos, they were matir these things, shelo lekayim divrei ha'omrin atzeres achar ha'shabbos. In order that they should address the tzedukim who claim that atzeres always has to be, that Shavuos always has to be on Sunday, because the tzedukim understood the pasuk that tells us about the karban omer, and then it says that you count 7 weeks starting from macharas hashabbos. They understood that that means that you always starts on Sunday. So since you start counting the 49 days of Sfira on Sunday, Shavuos is always going to be on a Sunday. Whereas Chazal understand that Machras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, because Pesach is also called Shabbos. And in order that everyone should understand that that Sunday after the seventh Shabbos is not Shavuos, they were misaken that if it's the Yom Tavoach, people should still make sure to treat it somewhat like a weekday, as far as the kelim of the Kohen Gadol, meaning the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, and as far as hesped and tainus are concerned. Now, the Mishnah had said that the karbanos of Shavuos can be made up after Yom Tov is over, and that's why you can't bring them on Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, you can't even bring them on Yom Tov. So now the Gemara is going to discuss just how do we know that there's a makeup date for the Karbanos of Shavuos. Amar Blazer, Amar Boshaya. Minayin la'tzera she'esh la'tashlum in kol shiva. How do I know that if you don't bring the Karbanos of Shavuos on time, that you could that the whole week is still kosher to bring the Karbanos? Shneamar v'chaga matzos v'chaga Shavuos uv'chaga Sukkos. That in one breath, the Torah tells us about Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. To tell me, Makish Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaMatzos, that there is a link between Shavuos and Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yeshot Tashlum Kol Shiva, Av Chag HaShavuos Yeshot Tashlum Kol Shiva. Just like Pesach, you can do it all week, you can bring the Karbanos all week. So too on Shavuos, if you didn't bring the Karbanos on Yom Tov, there's Tashlum in Kol Shiva. Says the Gemara, how do you know that the Hekesh is between Shavuos and Chag HaMatzos, which has Tashlum in Kol Shiva, Ve'ema Makesh L'Chag HaSukkos? There are three Yomim Tovim mentioned in that Pasuk. Maybe we should really compare Shavuos to Chag HaSukkos, and therefore Ma Chag HaSukkos Yisho Tashlum Kol Shmona. On Sukkot, you could even make up the Karbanos and Shmini Atzeres. You have 8 days. Av Chag HaShavuos Yeshu Tashlumin Kol Shmona. So Chag HaShavuos also should have Tashlumin for all 8 days. Says more, no, Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmahu. Shmini Atzeres is not Chag HaSukkos. It's its own separate Yom Tov. And therefore, when the Torah says Chag HaSukkos, it means only the first 7 days and not Shmini Atzeres. So since the Pasuk doesn't mention Shmini Atzeres, we don't include that as part of the Hekesh. Ask the Gemara, Emer da Amri Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, Hani Mili Linyan Pizar Keshav. Yeah, when we say Shmini Atzeres is its own separate Yontov, that's with regard to Pizar Keshav, with Pius and Zman and Regel and Karban and Shir and Bracha. Gemara and Sukkah explains what all those things are. Avali, or the Rishonim, Avalinian Tashlumin, but when it comes to making up the Karbanos of Sukkahs, Tashlumin the Rishonhu, you actually can make up the Karban of the first day of Sukkahs on Shmini Atzeres. Tzitzanan, Mishalo Chag, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chogig is called a Regel, V'yom Tov Achron. Halach is if a person didn't bring the Karban Chagiga, or is on the first day of Sukkot, he could bring it throughout the rest of Sukkot, and also on Shmini Atzeres. So since, as far as Oles Re'iyah and Chagiga, Shmini Atzeres is not considered a separate Yom Tov, it's considered a continuation of Chag HaSukkos, so when the Pasuk links all three, B'Chag HaMatzos, B'Chag HaShavuos, B'Chag HaSukkos, that speaks about these Karbanos, that Shmini Atzeres should be included in Sukkot, and therefore are Kasha still a Kasha, that for Shavuos, you shouldn't just have 7 days of Tashlum, and if you miss the Karban on Shavuos itself, you should have 8 days. So answers Gemara based on a mashal that whenever you have two ways to go, and one of them is the Meruba, and the other one is the Muat, so yeah, one of them is more expansive, and one of them is more limited, Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta. When you try to grab off too much, you're not going to grab, stuff is going to fall out. Tafasta Muat, Tafasta, but when you try to grab just a little bit, you grab, so you'll be able to hold on to it. So this is a klal in halacha, that when it comes to deriving a halacha, and the options are something that's either more expansive or more limited, so we assume the more limited option. So since Enochinami, the Torah links Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaSukkos all to each other, and we know that we're going to learn the halacha of the Karban of Chag HaShavuos from one or the other, from either Chag HaMatzos or from Chag HaSukkos, learning from Chag HaMatzos would be only 7 days of Karban, learning from Chag HaSukkos would mean 8 days of Karban, so Tafas Temuru below Tafas, we go with the smaller numbers. Ask the Gemara, Ella, okay, so if we're not going to learn Chag HaShavuos from Chag HaSukkos, why then is it included in the Pasuk? La'akushe l'chag HaMatzos. That's to link Sukkot with Pesach in the following way. Ma Chag HaMatzos ta'um mina, just like on Pesach, every Jew is supposed to spend the night in Yerushalayim on Motzei Yom Tov and does not return until Chol HaMoed morning. Av Chag HaSukkos ta'um mina. The same is true on Motzei Yom Tov of Chag HaSukkos. But how do I know that that's true? How do I know that there's such a halacha b'chag HaMatzos that it requires lina? Because the pasuk says that in the morning you go back to your tent, which implies very clearly in the morning, but not at night, that you're supposed to wait until the next morning, until returning home. So the main points over here is number one, that Beis Shammai holds We don't do Karmen Smicha on a Shlamim, and we don't bring Olos on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel says, we bring Shlamim and Olos and do Smicha on both of them. Number two, a Kohen does not wear his special begadim on the Yom Tavoach, on the makeup date for the Karban of Shavuos, because he's making a point to the Tzedukim that Sunday is not Shavuos. And third is that we have a hekesh between all three regalim to teach me that Tashlum and Kol Shiva, that you can make up the Karban of Shavuos for all 7 days, and to teach that that you need Lina on Chag HaSukkos, just like you need on Chag HaMatzos. Okay, so Bez Hashem will pick up from the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis next time.